Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
How's life, Dad?
Yeah. Live from Dodger Stadium, this is Dodger Baseball. It's on air. And I'm Jeff Dowder. Welcome to beautiful Dodger Stadium. And the L.A. Dodgers is about to play a big ball game tonight. And it's going to be really cool.
Give me sponsors.
Yeah. And the ball game is brought to you tonight by Farmer John's Sausages. Whoa. Easternmost in quality, westernmost in flavor.
Another one.
And Union 76, go the spirit of 76. Now here's the voice of the Dodgers, R.C. Collins. Do it, man.
Thank you very much, Jeff Dowder, and good evening, everybody. Welcome to beautiful Dodger Stadium. Beautiful night for baseball. And the Dodgers tonight are going to play a game against a team of skanks. This is going to be bitching.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. This team is full of some of the skankiest squacks that we've ever, like, seen.
Yeah, these chicks are stank. Crusty squack stank, stankaroo.
Yeah, total stank.
Now with the lineup of the stanks, here's Jeff Dowder. Jeff?
Thanks a lot, R.C. Leading off for the stanks at first base, Courtney Love. At second base, batting second, Penelope Cruz. Sheesh.
Skank.
Stank. At third, I mean, okay, she's batting third. She's not at third.
She'd be batting third at a party at my house.
Third in line.
Word.
Angelina Jolie. Funky. And batting fifth. This chick started out okay, but something about her just got stank.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it.
Christina Aguilera, man. I mean, she started out sweet, and then all of a sudden everything sort of got all crusty squack-like. Batting, what, sixth? I forget who. This lineup's confusing.
Batting fifth,
Juliette Lewis. Sheesh. Yeah, did you check her out, like, in Dusk Till Dawn?
Yeah, George Clooney could have had her, but he said, nah, he took off, man. You didn't want to get five shades of the brown slam.
Word. Okay, batting, I don't know, 11th or something, man. I mean, is Sheryl Crow batting 15th? Is Madonna batting 20th on our all-star team of stanky, skanky squacks, Sinead O'Connor?
And a very special visit today from our senior division, a great veteran stank skank, Diana Ross.
There you go, sports fans.
And warming up in the bullpen, Julia Roberts with Jennifer Lopez, the left-hander. Well, it's a beautiful day for baseball here at Dodger Stadium. And oh, look at this, the Dodgers take the field.
This telecast is brought to you by the rights to communicate it are only held by the Dodgers and stuff, right?
Yeah.
And you're not allowed to do anything with it or anything. You can't broadcast it or nothing.
Well, you can broadcast it. That's what we're doing.
Well, I mean, they're not allowed to.
Yeah, you're not allowed to. Okay, coming up now for the stanks, Courtney Love. She's in there up against the Dodger pitcher tonight, which is Jeff Shaw. Jeff Shaw, of course, got touched up a little the other night against the San Francisco Giants.
Beautiful day for baseball.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it, Jeff, except the sun's down, so it's a beautiful night for baseball.
Beautiful night for baseball.
Right. Here's the windup and the pitch. Wow! It's a long drive down the right field line. Rounding first base, there she goes. She's rounding down second base, going out there. And he got all four bases off of her.
Anyway. That's beautiful.
That was a great hit, man. That was Courtney Love is a stand-up triple. Jesus.
Well, I'm sorry. Okay.
What?
The next batter is Penelope Cruz.
Wind up at the pitch to Penelope Cruz. Crowd anticipated that one. And here comes Courtney Love for a run, and it's 1-0 the stakes over the Dodgers.
Wow, Penelope Cruz really did the job there, man.
Well, we'll take time out on the field with a score. The stakes 1, the Dodgers nothing.
Check this out.
Yes, friends, come to Dodger Stadium for Steak Night. Bring your favorite old crusty-ass, slimy, oily girlfriend on out to the ballpark. All stinks, get in free. Okay, coming up for the stinks, Christine Aguilera. Standing in there, 5'6", little petite blonde. Boy, you can smell her up here, can't you?
Yeah, that's too bad about her, man.
Here's the windup at the pitch. There's the ground ball foul. 0-1 to Christine Aguilera against Jeff Shaw. They're shifting to the right here for Christine Aguilera. Now they're shifting back over to the left. Now they're just spinning all around, man.
All 69 states.
All right. There's the ground ball down up the river. Base hit.
Got a second base on that one.
So Christine Aguilera at second base. That scores Angelina Jolie. It's 2-0 the stakes. Yay!
Oh, yeah! Yeah! Hey, kids, come out of there.
I shut up, Mr. Porter. You stink.
Creep. You're going to let me out of this closet.
We're not letting you out of the closet. We get to do the game.
Yeah, you're the asshole, man. You're the dude that called...
Oh, shut up. Let's call a ball game. Here's an expanded on Juliette Lewis. Remember when she was sucking on Robert De Niro's thumbs? Suck on that. There's another base hit. And that drives in another runner. That's Christine Aguilera coming in. It's 3-0 the stakes.
This baseball game is brought to you copyrighted at...
You already did that.
I want to do it again. I want to do it right. This game is copyrighted by the baseball players of the world. You're not allowed to show it at your house. And, I mean, like, charge money for it. If you do, they'll come and bust your skull open and your brains will run out into your family room carpet.
Thank you very much for that, Jeff. 3-0, the stakes over the Dodgers. We had a great all-star team of some of the great crusty squacks of all time. Courtney Love, Penelope Cruz, Angelina Jolie, Christine Aguilera, Juliette Lewis, Sheryl Crow, Madonna, Sinead O'Connor, and Diana Ross.
Yeah, she's with the veteran squacks.
She's a veteran squack. There's a base hit there for Sheryl Crow. That's going to drive in Juliette Lewis, and they're leading 5-0.
Man, I got to tell you, Dodgers are not playing too good against these squacks. And probably the reason on account of that is that they suck.
Well, Jeff, I would agree with you. I think the Dodgers do have a lot of room for improvement. Where would you say they need to improve?
I think they need to improve, man, on their herb consumption or something. That's what they ought to do.
Say, fans, come on out to beautiful Dodger Stadium to see the once mighty Dodgers get touched up by a bunch of squaggy stank skanks. Tickets still available.
Yeah! Yeah!
Tall boy monster beers, $4.
I'm gonna go down and get another cold one for me, man. Another frosty one.
All right, Madonna comes to the plate. 5-0, the crusty skanks. Some real stank, skanky, swag stuff out there. These babes used to be something, but man, now, I don't know. Not even with yours. Not at least before I get some shots. All right, Madonna drives one down the right field line. That'll run in another runner there, and now it's 6-0. It's the crusty squacks over the Dodgers.
Say, fans, come on out there.
Get out of there.
Dodger Stadium. I'm going to go have my band Dark Horse cover that song. That could be cool.
All right, here we go with Sinead O'Connor, Diana Ross on deck.
On what?
Deck.
Okay.
And a long drive, deep right field, way back, yes! Foul ball.
I bet you she's been on a lot of decks.
Words. We'll take time out here with the Krusty Splats leading 18 to nothing.
Or is it like 3 to nothing?
Right here in the Phil Henry Show.
And now more on the Phil Henry Show.
So I'm in the office today, and we have a program that is run on all the computers here at work called WebSense. Do you know what this is? WebSense, my understanding of WebSense is that it restricts you from looking at certain sites. And I think it's a great idea for any office where you suspect your employees of, you know, jacking around and going on porn sites when they ought to be working, whatever. Now, unfortunately or fortunately for the people I work for, I have to have access to all sites. I mean, it's just part of trying to prepare a radio show. I mean, it's tough enough trying to find material, and you got to, you know, look everywhere. And that includes maybe porn sites. Not that I mean, what are you going to find there? Well, we got some of the stuff for the Connie Chung Hour from there. But anyway, especially that industrial strength stuff. So anyway, we decided, you know, today, I forget where I know what it was. I tried to log on to some World War II site. It had some World War II site having to do with Tojo's prison diary, who was the Prime Minister of Japan. And WebSense popped up, restricted. Reason? Racist/hate material. Well, what the hell are they talking? You know, I don't know what this thing is. What do you mean racist hate? That's history. Wasn't the site. I finally did get on the site because I finally called him up. I said, get somebody down here and get this freaking thing off of my computer. I don't care. If I want to sit and look at porn all day, that's just the chance you're going to have to take. And I'm looking at this. This won't let me get on this historical site having to do with the Japanese army in World War II, right? So I tried a little test. It said racist hate. Can't go there. I entered Aryan Nations. And I got right to their site. There it was in all its glory. And then I entered in, I forget what, some Holocaust revisionist site. Some dude that tries to debunk whether the Holocaust happened. Got right there. Not a problem. But if I want to get on like the Library of Congress, it's restricted. Asshole. So, you know, whatever the thing is that they want to say. Phil Henry tries to... New York Times, restricted. Sex. Aryan Nations, go right ahead. So anyway, I thought it was pretty stupid. So I finally called Mike in there. I got nuts, and they sent the guy down and got rid of it. But there's some jobs you gotta just be able to get everywhere. I mean, this is the kind of gig where you got to be able to get everywhere. And they wouldn't put that on there if they didn't have a lot of guys jacking around and looking at the porn and, you know, downloading whatever... I don't know, Tommy Lee and Pamela Anderson's video for the 9 millionth time. Is there anybody that doesn't have it? Is there anybody that hasn't seen it other than me? Please raise your hand. Is there anybody that hasn't seen the, what was her name, Tanya Tucker? Tanya Harding. Tanya Hardon? Did you ever see that? Of course you did. Mike, jeez, you got a catalog of this stuff. Is there anybody that hasn't seen every disgusting photograph of every celebrity that's circulating out there? Okay, so these sites that are offering this stuff, I guess there's a few guys that haven't seen it. But you got to be able to access this. It's just unfortunate for me that, I had this WebSense thing, so I had to go nuts. But I understand that there's some jobs where you just don't want people clowning around. It's great to have a computer, but when you put a computer in somebody's office, you're basically putting a television set in there. They can use it every bit as much for entertainment as they can for work, and what's the point, you know? Don't you think some people shouldn't have a computer? Everybody's got a computer now. Everybody. Walk down the halls of this office alone. Everybody is doing the same thing. They're sitting there with their kissers shoved into a computer screen. What are they doing? You know, I'll tell you what they're doing. They're on porn sites. They're playing solitaire. They're playing hearts. They're reading some bull crap's got nothing to do with their job. You know, they're just noodling around, just wasting freaking time. I'm telling you, that's what's happening. How do I know? Because that's what I'm doing. They're checking their fantasy baseball stuff. They're checking out their rotisserie league crap. They're emailing their friends. They're emailing jokes. You want to web sense something? Web sense that joke stuff that's going on. Oh, enough already with the joke. Here's one you might not have heard. Real cute, this one. My wife gets them from her friends, and it always says attachment below, you know, hey, everybody, this one's real cute and clean, which automatically I delete it. They're doing their banking online, you know. There, web sense that. That not only should it be a web sense, but here's the thing. When I first hit the web sense and it said site restricted sex, because I was looking up, where was I going? It was a music site, but I was restricted out of it because of sexual content for some reason. And I don't know why. But the first thought that came into my mind, because I'd never seen this program before, is that now my boss has, like, on his wall, lights that light up. Henry's computer. He's hit a sex site. And then they, you know, and now they can go into my computer and look to see where I've been. And I felt busted six ways to sunset, man. I felt like it was all over but the crying for me, that they knew who I was and they know I was going on these sex sites. But you got guys running around here ordering their beer of the month club. They're ordering tickets for Bon Jovi. You know, Mike. But I, by the way, I was at Cabo Wabo in Mexico, Sammy Hagar's club. That place is great. First of all, he plays my kind of music. I walked in and the first thing I heard was, I am the God of Hellfire and I bring you. It was Arthur Brown. And then he started playing some stuff. And then we went upstairs to the restaurant upstairs. And then it got kind of bad because it was all Bon Jovi. But until then, it was really, really good. I'm kidding, Mike. No, the music is great. Tell Gretchen, yeah, Bon Jovi, he really rocks. Bon Jovi and all these great, it was a really great club. So how did I get on that? I forget. Oh, yeah, ordering your tickets online for Bon Jovi, trying to get hotel reservations, trying to get airline reservations, trying to, you know, it's just jazz. This, nobody makes any difference. So when I'm trying to do my job, I get this restricted site, and more stuff is restricted. Hate, racist, sex. I think there was another one. I can't remember. It was really something silly like sports. You got restricted off of a sports site? What? Now, my question is this. WebSense, is that something that it's program? The program itself will restrict these sites? Or do you have to enter in what you don't want your employees looking at? Who does this? It's a filter. And I know one of the guys came up from our computer. He says, it's a filter, man. I don't know. I said, well, who program? Well, it's the program. He says, oh, it's a pain in the ass. Mike tried to get on ESPN.com, and it said restricted sexual content. He tried to get on, like, MSNBC, restricted filth, restricted dumbass, something like that. Couldn't get in there. Then he tried to get on some CBS.com, you know, Dan Rather's personal webpage, restricted asshole. He couldn't get into any of this stuff. Dan Rather. I would love to see Dan Rather have his own personal web page. Oh, my God. Hey, Kiesling, get that one going. Dan Rather's personal web page. Why? I don't know why I think that's funny. Can you imagine? What would he have on that? Hi, I'm Dan Rather, and here are some of my favorite links. Dan Rather. Yeah, Mike just put in danrather.com, and he got, what did you get? Yeah, tinyteens.com. Yeah, he got redirected to a sex site. Actually, it said restricted sex. Okay, philhenryshow.com is our website. We invite you to visit, answer our poll today, and also order our CD online. Or you can call 877-616-7445. $20 for a CD or picture disc vinyl. All of the money goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Hi, buddy. This is Bud Dickman. And it's time now for Bud Dickman Weekly Top 10. This week, Lifehouse, a band that we thought we got rid of, has made a return to Top 10. Last week, they were at number 11. The week before, they were at number, well, I don't know what. They've been on the charts for 29 weeks. And then last week, the people who helped me with the show said, hey, Bud, Lifehouse is, they felled it off the top 10. And I went bitching. But this week, forget it. They're back. They're back on a top 10 at number 10, Lifehouse. And to help me with today's show is the great DJ from Rock 101, Poon. How you doing, Poon?
Hey, thanks so very much. I'm Poon. This is number 10, Lifehouse. After joining Three Doors Down and Tantric this summer, this group plans a fall trek in support of No Name Face, Lifehouse.
Desperate for changing.
Oh, God, I think I'm going to have an orgasm.
For truth.
I'm Poon.
Closer to where I started.
Poon, you are smooth, man.
Chasing after you.
Yeah.
I'm falling even more in love with you. Letting go of all I've held on to. I'm standing here to tell you, make me move. I'm hanging by a moment here with you.
Yeah, forget it, Poon. I'm Jim Ladd. I'm Jim Ladd, and that is, oh, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. That is so good. That is Lifehouse. I'm Jim Ladd, and welcome to the Weekly Top 10 with Bud Dickman. Hey, I have got something really, really nice. Lord, have mercy. You call up right now, I've got a Jim Ladd t-shirt for you, okay? All right. This is Train. I want people to get stupid tonight. I want you to give me a call. Get stupid. I want to get a lot of chicks on the line, okay? I want women down here. I want to break into someone's office, all right, and have it with a 15-year-old, okay?
She's back in the atmosphere.
I'm Jim Ladd.
Jupiter in her head.
And you know what we mean by drops of Jupiter, don't you, darling? Yeah.
She acts like summer and walks like rain. Reminds me that there's time to change.
That's number 9, Bud.
Boy, Jim, you're my hero, man. I love every time I hear you on the station of the where you work.
She listens like spring and she
I'm Jim Ladd.
Like
that's Bud Dickman.
Oh. Tell me. Too bad nobody knows who Jim Ladd is outside L.A., huh?
Yeah, we're really blowing it, aren't we? But we finally get played back in L.A. This will be funny.
Number 9, that's Drops of Jupiter. Jim, tell me about your career as a disc jay, and do you smoke dope before you go on the air or just when you come home from at night?
Well, you know, Bud, I'm glad you asked me that question, but I'm not going to answer that, Bud, because my constitutional right to self-incrimination.
How come you sound like you've been packing your nose for years and years and years?
I'm Jim Ladd. Here's a band called O-Town, All or Nothing. This is Headsets. I'm Jim Ladd. I'm Jim Ladd. I'm going to blow my nose here in just a second. Number 8.
I know when he's been on your mind, that distant look is in your eyes. I thought with time you...
My special guest host tonight is Jim Ladd.
Lord, have mercy.
Not the way I choose to live, and something somewhere's got to give.
Hey, come on, I wanted some of those long-legged ponies to give me a call tonight, all right? Come on, I want people to get stupid on the phone with me tonight, all right? No heavy thoughts, no heaviosity. Only tonight on Headset. Let's get some long-legged ponies, okay? Lord, have mercy.
I've had the rest of you, now I want the best.
Hey, Jim, you know anything else to say aside of Lord have mercy?
F off, Bud.
On nothing at all.
You know, I'll tell you something. Sometimes in life, things get a little heavy and you get kind of lonesome. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? Oh, Christ.
Oh,
That's Jim Ladd. He's great. He a DJ in L.A., and he's helping the Bud Dickman Weekly Top 10. Go ahead, Jim. Come up as number 7.
All right, thanks a lot, Bud. This is a great band, a great, great band. Band Stain has had the current lineup since 1995. Lord have mercy. Stain, number 7. Oh, yeah. I'm Jim Ladd. This is Headsets on the Phil Henry Show, who's much more talented than me. I hate to say it, but it's true. Lord have mercy.
It's been a while since I could hold my head up high. And it's been a while since I first saw you.
Let me tell you something. This is Freeform Radio tonight on Bud Dickman's Weekly Top 10. It's all about Freeform Radio.
You're not Freeform Radio, dumbass. We got to play Top 10.
Hey, don't be a fascist Nazi bastard, huh, bud? You fascist ass. Yeah, you heard me, man. That's right. People are taking back the airwaves, man, okay? I'm sitting so sick of these playlists and these salespeople telling me what to do.
You wiped that on me.
Thanks for the use of your shirt.
Show 1-800-449-8686.
And on a Phil Henry Show, this is Bud Dickman Weekly Top 10. My special guest host this week is a LA DJ, Jim Ladd. Jimmy, going to introduce number 6?
Lord have mercy, Bud. I think I'm going to. But first, let's take a phone call. I got a long-legged pony here on line 1. Hey, how you doing, darling?
I'm real good. Jim, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing all right. Hey, what would you like to hear tonight?
Would you play Jagged Edge by with Nelly?
Lord have mercy, I'll do that. Would you like a Jim Ladd t-shirt?
Oh, yeah, sure.
You are a long-legged pony. Just how about sending me a picture of yourself?
Well, I'm a guy. I don't know if you're...
You're a guy?
Yeah, I'm queer.
Uh-huh. That was a friend of mine calling in.
You're a Nazi bastard. Listen to the guitar work.
Come on.
Lord have mercy. Listen to the great guitar work on this song. This is, yeah. You know, Jimmy would be proud.
Hell is this?
Shut up, man. I dig it.
Don't be tripping when you see us in the club. Just show a little love. Represent your side like me. Round here, if you stick, you catch a hot one.
Lord have mercy.
I got it, man. That was a song anyway. What are you talking about?
Shut up, Bud, man. The music speaks. The music is everything. You are nothing. You and I are scum. We're just announcers. Okay? I built an entire career on that premise. I'm just a piece of crap that purveys the music, no matter how bad it is. I can pretend it's good with the best of them.
You're weird. You're a scary man.
I'm Jim Ladd. All right, Lord have mercy. That's Jagged with Jagged Edge with Nelly, and Where the Party At. That's number 6 of the Bud Dickman Weekly Top 10. All right, let's move on now to number 5. These guys are playing at the Teen Beauty Girls Pageant. Usher, you remind me that I've got to go.
See the thing about you that caught my eye.
Bud Dickman Weekly Top 10.
God damn, bud, you are bumming my trip.
Hard to explain.
Somebody gotta pick it up around here, you try. Boring me.
Sit down, this may take a while.
You know, bud, you suck.
This girl, she sorta looks just like you. She even smiles just the way you do. So innocent she seemed, but I was cool.
I like that. Whoa, 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 whoa.
What does that mean?
Well, it's just a nice statement. It's a nice, beautiful statement.
Right.
You know what I do on my show?
It's my show!
You know what I do on my show is play a series of songs that fit a theme. It's thematic and it makes a point.
Whatever, these songs don't have nothing to do with nothing.
What's the downfall of your show, man? You should make everything flow together. Give it a theme.
Give this a theme, you jackball. I gotta play from 10 to 1 and I gotta get the hell out of here in 10 minutes. So get off my back.
The song speaks to the oppressed people in Cambodia.
Bullcrap! It's a bunch of black guys come from America. How about want to shag some girl backseat car?
Yeah, okay, thanks, Tarzan. That's number 5. You remind me, that's Usher. I'm Jim Ladd, and this is Blue Cantrell. I would like to have sex with her. In fact, I could make you believe I had sex with her, couldn't I, by simply saying I've had sex with Blue Cantrell. Demon. I guess I'd get sued, wouldn't I? If I were her, I'd sue me. I can tell you that.
Call my man cheating, so I found another way to make him pay for it all.
This broad is like 22 going on 50.
It's on a shopping spree, and on the way I grabbed Sully and Mia. And
Bud Dickman!
You're a harsh man, you know. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy, and make Jim Ladd stop saying, Lord, have mercy. Lord,
Lord have mercy.
Please, quit it.
Why are you holding your fingers over your nose?
I'm making fun of you.
Quit it, man. That's not really nice.
That's what you sound like, you diesel asshole. That's Blue Cantrell, number 4. Hit him up style, oops.
That's Blue Cantrell, number 4. Hit him up style, oops.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm Jim Ladd. Let's move this countdown along. We're moving on down to number 3. No Doubt singer joins Rough Rider for Let Me Blow Your Mind clip. Dr. Dre, who produced the track, makes a cameo. Gwen Stefani has left her diva days in the south side of the...
Okay, Jim Ladd's nose plugged up, so I gotta go. Here it is. It's Eve, Gwen Stefani, and a bunch of other people. Let Me Blow Your Mind. I'm Connie Chung.
You know, Bud, this song is all about the Berlin Wall coming down and the innocent children hurt by the falling wall. I think we can all relate to this.
Who? What?
I'm Jim Ladd.
I'm drastic. Why this? Why that? Lip stop basking. Listen to me, baby. Relax and start passing.
All right, I'm going to go to another phone call now. Hey, how you doing, brother?
You suck, man.
Lord, have mercy.
Clowns, I spot them and I can't stop laughing. Easy come, easy go, Evie gonna be lasting. Jealousy, let it go, results could be tragic. Some of y'all ain't writing well, too concerned with fashion. None of you
want to... Jim Ladd, I don't understand that song at all. I'm sorry I played it. It's number 2 in the Bud Dickman Weekly, or number 3 in the Bud Dickman... is it Bud Dicklin or Bud what?
It's Bud Dickman.
I'm sorry, I mispronounced your name. I thought it was Bud Dicklin. Now, as my very good friends Roger Waters and Tom Petty once told me over a few bong loads, mean people suck.
Oh, that's heavy. This number 2, it's J-Lo and I'm Real. And I'm Bud Dickman, I'm Real. He's Jim Ladd, he's fake.
Lord, have mercy.
Let's go. Don't you think she has a good butt?
Oh, come on, man. That is so sexist, treating our sisters as if they're breeding material, as if they're just cattle waiting to be bred. J-Lo is a very profound and very important artist. Lord, have mercy. J-Lo is,
got a big booty on her.
Man, you are a Nazi, man. You're a fascist. You're worse than Himmler. You're worse than Hitler. Long-legged pony.
But call him long-legged ponies is respectful? You're a liar.
Man, I get it. I get it about the music business. I get it about women in the business. I was there when Janice finally bought it. Okay. I know all about it, okay? So don't tell me, all right?
I can't even understand what you say.
I said, don't tell me.
See, your nose is plugging up again.
I said, don't tell me.
Okay, I understood that.
You like the way I dress.
Okay, let's go to that phone call.
Yes, Jim there?
Yeah, brother, I'm right here.
Yeah, man, this is too much. Are you going to do any headsets later on? Because I just broke out. I'm smoking some of my mom's condiments that she uses for cooking soup.
You don't have any pot?
No, man, I don't. basically, what I'm doing is I'm just smoking, like, black ground pepper. Can that get you off?
Lord have mercy.
Okay. Hey, Jim.
Yeah, brother, what do you want?
Can you get a high smoking? Can you get a high smoking?
What are you trying to ask me, brother?
I just want to know. Can you get high smoking onion dip? Wait a minute, I get it. Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy. All right, let's go to the number one song this week, baby. I dig this tune. This is Alicia Keys. It's called Fallen. Don't forget to catch me on my next episode of Interview. But the number one song, turn out the lights and put on the headphones, light some candles, and settle in for a night of freeform rock and roll radio. I'm Jim Land, and I just want to tell you that you're looking real good tonight. I'm Jim Land, and I want to tell you you're looking real good tonight. This has been the Phil Henry Show. I'm not really Jim Land. I'm Phil Henry.
Whatever, dude.
But you're Bud Dickman, right?
No, Bud Dickland.